Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring attorney, guest, and former felony prosecutor Eric Fadis.
What do you do when you want to get out of marriage, your relationship? Well, allegedly, Corey Richens thought poisoning was the best out for that. And whatever other reasons she may allegedly have had for killing her husband, Eric Richens. New information coming out about that poisoning, that it wasn't just allegedly the fentanyl. It was also some of her drugs, some of the stuff that was prescribed specifically to her that they found in Eric's system, a medicine called quiatropine, I believe is the enunciation of it, also found in his system. One that was prescribed to her as an antipsychotic or for sleeping. We're not sure exactly what the use may have been, but it was in the wrong person's body. Here to discuss, Eric Fadis, attorney. There's a long list of evidence that's been continuing to pile up against Corey Richens, and this is just the stuff that we know about. From the weird jailhouse letter, book, novel, whatever she's calling it, to what was found in the autopsy, and now some of her own prescription drugs in the system of her former husband. How strong of a case is this? I mean, it looks pretty strong on the outside, but from a legal perspective, what are you seeing?
Yeah, you know, the more we learn about it, the more information that comes out, the closer Corey Richens is being tied to this murder. Like you said, that what was found in her husband, Eric Richens' body, is a drug that Corey Richens was prescribed. How'd that get in there? Well, law enforcement is, of course, going to contend that Corey Richens poisoned Eric Richens. You know, from the defense perspective, is it possible that Eric Richens was experimenting with fentanyl? Did he have some substance issue? Was he taking his wife's pills? I mean, there are still some outs for the defense. But I think as this evidence begins to mount, it's becoming more and more problematic for Corey Richens.
That's what I wonder about this piece of the puzzle, because on the surface you go, oh gosh, look, it shouldn't be in his system. That's hers. She must have given it to him. But could it work on the other end of the scale as well? I mean, could this be a nice little gift for the defense of Corey of, see, look, he was taking drugs that other people didn't know he was taking. He was sneaking Corey's medicine. It doesn't really explain a whole lot about how she got the fentanyl and that whole story, but it does show possibly, if this is not something that was put in his system by her, that he was taking drugs that he shouldn't have been taking.
Yeah, I mean, they've the defense has got some outs on this case still, but that's not the most palatable argument to make to a jury, because really what you're doing is you're blaming the victim. You're saying, hey, this guy essentially offed himself by misusing dangerous drugs, and you know, especially when some of the other information comes out about Corey Richens and how she's tried to enrich herself off of this horrible tragedy. I think that defense would have to make that argument really delicately and in a way that would not offend the entire jury panel, and that's going to be tough.
Other than trying to get some of these pieces of evidence pushed out of the trial, specifically the letter that she wrote, the Wag the Dog letter that clearly is giving messages to her family, although she's denying it, saying, no, this is part of a novel I'm writing, which doesn't make any sense. How do you foresee that being defended if, in fact, it does make it to trial, which it likely will?
You know, the threshold for evidence to be admissible is on the lower side. And so there can still be questions about the interpretation of a writing, what one person thinks it means compared to what another person thinks it means. That's okay if there's a dispute on that. That letter can still come in. And so I think that's likely what's going to happen. And the prosecution is going to say, hey, jury, she obviously means X. And the defense is going to say, no, she obviously means Y. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be up to the jury to decide what they believe.
Is there a chance that it doesn't get admitted into trial? I mean, the argument I know that's been trying to be made by her defense is, look, this was taken out of her cell. It was private. It was something that was in a book. It was never meant to be read aloud. I mean, is that really a defense when you're in prison? I mean, isn't any of your possessions up for search or seizure at pretty much any point in time?
That's the thing, Tony, is the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution is what governs searches and seizures and a person's privacy to be free from unreasonable searches and seizures. But that interest in privacy is diminished substantially when a person is in custody. When you're in the jail, you're not living in your house. You don't have, you know, your door that you can lock and keep stuff away from folks. You are pretty much subject to search almost all the time. Mm-hmm. And so if there was even like a modicum of grounds to try to go see what writings this person who's accused of murder has been making, which there probably is, I think that search is likely permissible. Would a judge kick it? I think a judge is probably going to let it in and have an appeals and see if a conviction happens and have an appeals court decide ultimately what was right.
I mean, if they were to kick that out, would that set a precedent then for future cases of, well, look, over here, they didn't allow it because of this argument, so we can't do that going forward. I would imagine there's some sort of precedent of evidence being gathered in people's cells historically. There almost have to be.
Oh, sure. You know, and so much evidence against defendants is gathered while that person is in custody, whether it's a jail call, whether it's a letter they're trying to write to a family member, whatever. The defendants do themselves such a disservice so often while in custody. Now, if this letter was excluded, that would be, an indication that the defendants maybe have a heightened privacy interest in where they are residing, even while in custody. But I'm just not sure the court's willing to go that far.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moro Casino, America's
the social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.